And Stephen McPartland, Member of Parliament for Stevenage. My deepest sympathy is with Mr. and Mrs. Moomin, who lost a daughter in such tragic circumstances. I mean, I'm sure none of us can begin to imagine the pain it takes to accept the loss of a child. But I think more needs to be done to improve safety at the crossing to try and prevent other further incidents. Mr. Moomin took me through exactly what happened at the crossing. It was very emotional. Morning, and very much so for him in particular. And while I was standing there talking to Mr. Moomin discussing the case, we actually saw a number of near misses ourselves, and they involved near misses with vehicles and also near misses with vehicles almost hitting pedestrians crossing the road. I was actually quite surprised when two of the pedestrians came up to me independently. We were there for about 30 minutes and asked me if I was anything to do with the roads because it was dangerous and they don't like using the crossing themselves. While I was standing there, it looked as though the green man was on and there were vehicles turning from the right-hand side from Asda Junction down towards where the football ground is, and the green man was on. So people who were crossing were almost, you know, stuttering on and off the road because they weren't sure whether to go or not because vehicles were moving. So I think more does need to be done. There's obviously a big issue around the shuttering of the lights because what the county council has done is they put some kind of shutters over the green men on a set of lights a bit further away so people don't think they can cross when it's the wrong set of lights, so to speak. But that was not the green man that I was seeing. I was seeing the green man saying I was able to cross instantly there and then, but there were still vehicles moving towards us. And that happened quite a number of times while we were actually sitting and standing there discussing the issue. Every time you go past it, there's always lots and lots of near misses. And I think just in the last few weeks, there's actually been some rather larger accidents where people have been taken to hospital with injuries. What I'm trying to do, Chris, is Hertfordshire Highways have, in fairness to them, looked into this junction a number of times over the past few years, and they have a number of very skilled engineers who obviously do the best they can. They want the junction to be safe. So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm calling for local people to give me their experience of using the junction so that I can then take those experiences to the county council and say to them, look, I know you think that you've resolved the problem, but these are the day-to-day experiences of what people are feeling like when they use this junction. So we need to do more to make people feel more comfortable and safer using the junction. It's as always, if they email me stephen@stephenmcpartland.co.uk, they can write into us at the House of Commons, Westminster, SW1A0AA, or they can give us a call.